As I settle down to pray, I begin with the preparatory prayer. Dear God, may all my intentions and actions be directed purely to your service and praise. And as I sit here in prayer before the God who loves me, I stop to consider, how is God looking at me now? If I have no sense of how God looks at me, I ask him directly. Dear God, how are you looking at me now as I sit here before you in prayer? And I wonder, what does God desire for me now, in this moment, in this prayer, in this day, at this point in my life? If I have no sense of God's desire for me, again, I ask God directly, Dear God, what do you desire for me now, in this moment, in this prayer, in this day, at this point in my life? I listen for God's response. And I ask God for my desire. What grace am I seeking from my prayer today? Love, tenderness, nurturing, safety, refuge. I ask God for the grace that I seek. And so I turn my attention to Julian's revelation for day 29 of our journey. And as I read slowly and attentively through the revelation, I notice, what word or phrase catches my attention? I remain with that word or phrase, repeating it again and again in my mind. The mother can give her child to suck of her milk, but her precious Mother Jesus can feed us with himself, and does, most courteously and most tenderly, with the Blessed Sacrament, which is the precious food of true life. And with all the sweet sacraments, he sustains us most mercifully and graciously. And he says, all the health and the life of the sacraments, all the power and the grace of my word, all the goodness which is ordained in Holy Church for you, I am he. The mother can lay her child tenderly to her breast, but her tender mother Jesus can lead us easily into his blessed breast through his sweet open side and show us there a part of the Godhead and of the joys of heaven with inner certainty of endless bliss. And that he revealed in saying, see how I love you. This fairly lovely word mother is so sweet and so kind in itself that it cannot be truly said of anyone or to anyone except of him and to him who is the true mother of life and all things. I reflect on the word or phrase that has caught my attention. What does this word or phrase mean to me? What does this word or phrase make me feel? I savor it. I allow it to sink more deeply into my being. I tell God about the word or phrase that has caught my attention. I tell God what it means to me. And I tell God what it makes me feel. I listen for God's response. I spend some time resting in God. Simply being still. Being still in God. Feeling His presence surround me. If there is more fruit to be drawn from the revelation, I remain with it. Otherwise, I turn to the scripture. 1 Peter 2, verse 2, and Psalm 34, verse 8. And as I read slowly and attentively through the scripture, I notice what new word or phrase catches my attention. I remain with my new word or phrase, repeating it again and again in my mind. Like newborn infants long for the pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow into salvation. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Happy are they who take refuge in God. I repeat my new word or phrase over again and again in my mind. I reflect on my new word or phrase. What does it mean to me? What does it make me feel? I savored it. I allow it to sink more deeply into my being. I talk to God about the new word or phrase that has caught my attention. I tell God what it means to me. And I tell God what it makes me feel. I listen for God's response. I spend some time resting in God. Simply being still. Being still in God. Feeling his love enfold me. I have a conversation with God, as one friend speaks to another about what has been moving me in this prayer. I gently and gradually draw my prayer to a close. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.